Are you happy, 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 baby?
You wanna play? You wanna play?
Are you happy, 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 baby? Happy, 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 baby?
Coming to you from the beautiful shores of Lake Erie and the Maumee River at the Toledo Yacht Club. It's the 222 Paranormal Podcast, broadcasting from the Midwest Parafest 2018.
This place is packed.
Joe, I mean, this is so exciting.
There's so many people here already.
Yes. If you're not here, you need to get here.
That's right.
But we are here. Toledo, Ohio. I don't know why I'm saying but I'm just so excited, Joe.
Very exciting is it was only a 10-minute drive for me to get here.
I know. We're so happy we didn't have to commute. But anyways, Chip Coffee's here. AJ McCormick, the Kling Brothers from Ghost Lab. We have John Tenney, the Traveling Museum of the Paranormal, are here. It is an exciting day. We have Dr. Jeff Meldrum.
Yeah,
we
have right across from us with
right.
his Bigfoot stuff.
Yes, he is a researcher of all things Squatchy. Let's see. Downstairs, the director MUFON.
Yeah.
Mutual UFO Network. Sorry, I spiked. We have all kinds of vendors and psychics, and everybody is here today. Just a gorgeous day.
And it's so nice to see some familiar faces that we haven't seen since
last
convention season.
Rebecca Schmuck is here, the Motor City Medium.
She's going to be doing a speech later.
Yeah, Paranormal Girl. We had all
Mally Fox.
Mally Fox is here. Although John Tenney just,
he's
so weird. He just came in.
He's wandering around.
Just an amazing event. There's a ton of sponsors here today. There is right across from us is an author, Don Allison. He's signing his books, Hell on Belle Isle. It's the Diary of a Civil War POW. He also has written books about haunted Gettysburg, which he said he's heading out to in a little bit. If you guys haven't read his books, you better check it out. And then there's this author here. She's selling her vampire novel. I won't mention her name, but but you guys can come out and get a copy of my hot, sexy novel. A vampire novel, Joe. Just the thing you love to
read. It.
You
I'm
love
not
it.
I'm going to read it.
You love it. You want it. You know it.
I don't know if we've mentioned on the shows before, but we have three haunted dolls that were given to us.
That we received.
And we have them out on the table here, and there's already been a few people asking about them. We're like, here's a video of us doing an investigation with them.
Come to the next event. We'll have our dolls there. You can bring your equipment and test it out,
test
see if you get
out.
Anything.
Yeah.
But, guys, it's just an amazing event. There's so many people here, Joe. What a beautiful place.
We're packed in the corner here.
We are. They put baby in the corner. But we're going to come back with some great information here in a little bit and hopefully some great...
We've got some great interviews set up, and they're out wandering around right now, and they said they'll be back when we get a break. So stay tuned.
Yeah, and we'll be back.
We'll be back, folks.
All right, and we are at the Midwest Parafest 2018, and with us today we have Jen and Jeff Henderzak from HOPS.
Yes.
Holland, Ohio Paranormal Society.
Hi, how you doing?
Great,
Hi.
Thanks for stopping by the booth.
Oh yeah, we're excited. We've been enjoying ourselves, checking out all the vendors and sponsors.
So what brings you down to Toledo, Ohio today?
Well, we're really good friends with Heather and Chad.
Okay.
And they're the ones with Erie Shores that are throwing this event, so we wanted to come out and support them, and we're just having a blast.
It's a great venue, isn't it?
It's awesome.
It's always cool to have a conference at a haunted location.
Yes, that's what makes it, really. And we've been here before investigating, and this place is just phenomenal.
Tell us a little bit about your group, when it was started.
Okay.
Where you guys are out of, and how people get a hold of you.
Okay. We actually started back in November of 2014. We're a family friend-based group, and we pretty much stick around to historical places.
Okay.
And we've had two residential cases and everything, but we're still learning. You know, there's a lot to learn. You're not going to be, you know, a perfectionist at this kind of thing. So we're still learning and whatnot, broadening our horizons. And if anybody has any paranormal activity going on at their homes, they can get through to us on our Facebook page, facebook.com/Holland Ohio Paranormal Society. So
okay, cool.
Yep.
So you've investigated here at the Yacht Club before?
Yes, we did.
And what kind of activity did you get?
Well, we didn't get any EVPs, but we actually had a lot of activity in the basement. Mm-hmm. My husband, Jeff, who's the founder, he actually took pictures of me down in the basement, and I felt like a cobweb feeling in my hair.
Mm-hmm.
And, I'm afraid of spiders, so I figured that was what it was. But then he took a few pictures, and he got 3 light anomalies right in front of me. So
that's
yeah.
Interesting. There's so much activity in the basement.
Yes.
And in the attic.
Oh, it's amazing.
That's
I
great.
Love this place. I'm definitely interested in coming back. So
yeah, I've only got the opportunity to investigate here once, and I personally didn't feel anything. I didn't get nothing.
Really?
But, you
Here's
know,
the
they don't come on command, right?
Wow, that's amazing. So looking at the photo they took, and it's interesting because they're not round. They're long.
Right.
That's cool.
Yeah, we tried recreating it a bunch. And do you want to see it, Joe?
Yeah, let me see.
Here you go.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's
we tried recreating
not dust.
It. We could not get anything. So there you go.
It's Thank always you. Great when you can get something captured, get that evidence captured.
Yes.
Because, you know, you experience it and see it with your own eyes, but to get it,
mm-hmm.
a photograph or a video or an EVP is just...
A lot of people say it didn't happen until you get photos.
Yeah. You know, and we actually, on our Facebook page and our album for the Toledo Yacht Club, we actually have a bunch of different videos for the basement doors, the saloon doors to the kitchen, mm-hmm. opening and closing by themselves.
Wow.
And it was amazing that night.
Think of the amount of energy that it actually takes to move an object like that, you know? Mm-hmm.
It's phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
So on your bucket list of paranormal places to investigate, what would be your top place that you guys, if you had, it was unlimited funds, you could go anywhere, where would you want
to
go?
Personally, I would have to choose Lemp Castle in Ireland.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I would have to do that one. I'm Irish, so it's kind of, you know, a bucket list definite for me. So
yeah, we talked about that place on our show, and that's on our list.
Really?
Yeah,
oh,
it is.
Man.
We want to get over there. And
yes.
Any haunted castle
castles.
Will do, but that
oh,
one's
yeah.
like at the top.
Yeah, that's amazing. Man.
Definitely. And what... What got you interested in the paranormal? How'd you get into wanting to be in a group? And
Well, it started basically with me in Gettysburg. I had a lot of different paranormal experiences when I was there with my cousin, and it just started to spark from there. You mm-hmm. know, I just was like, what makes these things happen, you know? Mm-hmm. So I was very intrigued, so I just kind of started this group with my husband, and one of our members, Logan, he also tossed out the idea, hey, why don't we start a team? So
yeah.
We ran with it. And
that's great.
Yeah.
And you're out of Holland, Ohio, you said?
Yes, Holland,
okay,
Ohio.
Yeah.
Yep.
I couldn't hear you when you were saying that. But
oh, sorry.
Yeah, no, I don't want to say, well, out of California. Or
right.
You know?
Well, temperatures-wise, we wish.
Yeah,
but
that's true.
Really. But, you know, it's great where we're at in this location. There's so many haunted places right around here.
Yeah.
You know, we're close to Michigan, Pennsylvania. All of Ohio.
Yep.
It's great.
And a lot of people are talking that the Toledo area is really ramping up.
Oh, yeah.
It seems like it goes in waves. You know, it settles down for a little bit, but we're in that peak right now. And there's so many people experiencing so many different things.
Oh, yeah. We love hearing about it. If anybody has any stories, too, we'd love to hear them. So
tell us what piece of equipment you like to use the most.
Piece of equipment that I like to use the most? Mm-hmm. Probably just an EVP recorder, because you never know what you're going to get. Mm-hmm. And it's always shocking.
Mm-hmm.
Going to a place, you can't hear. I mean, sometimes you can hear things from your naked ear, but EVPs, you have those for life now. Yeah. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah, and there's so many times where we've gone in on investigations and we're like, we got skunked. We didn't get nothing.
Yep.
And you go over your evidence and you're like, how did we not notice this stuff? How did we not hear this stuff?
This lady singing to us.
Yep.
Yeah.
She wasn't singing to us when we were there.
Oh, yeah.
But tell everybody how they can get a hold of you if they need help in investigation or want to find out about your group. How would they get a hold of you again?
Okay. We have our Facebook page, which is... Facebook.com/Holland Ohio Paranormal Society, or we have our email on Gmail. It's hops14team, and that's all in caps.
Okay.
And it's just the number 14 at gmail.com. So
now the serious questions.
Mm-hmm.
What was your oh crap moment that you've had? Anything that you want to put out on the air?
During investigation.
During investigation. Probably when I was at the Mansfield Reformatory, the Ohio State Reformatory. It was about 2 years ago, maybe 2-3 years ago. My mother-in-law now, she she was with us, she actually experienced a little bit of a choking sensation in one of the cell blocks, and she had to take it, you know, easy the rest of the night. So then probably about maybe half hour later that night, all of a sudden I hit a brick wall coming around one of the cell blocks and literally felt fingers.
Oh, my goodness.
Tears coming out, and I couldn't even breathe, and I was pretty scared for my life. But, I mean, honestly, we're going back in a couple weeks. I'm going to confront it. So, yeah.
Yeah, we got to get Joey there. He hasn't been there yet.
Oh, it's amazing.
Yeah. There's so many people that we talk to that say, oh, that doesn't happen. It does.
Yes, it does.
Until you experience something like that and to where you just feel that rush going through your body, you know, either fear or elation, you know. People don't realize that these spirits can actually touch you.
Yes. And it was so mind-boggling because it's like, what did I do to you, you know?
Yeah.
So
what do you guys do to protect yourself so things don't follow you home?
Sometimes we say prayers before we go into investigations. But other than that, we just say you cannot, you know, attach yourself to us in any way. So,
you know, and that brings up a good question. And me and Jen were talking about earlier. Okay, we come to the Tulare Yacht Club and we do an investigation. And before we leave, we always say a prayer.
Right.
If anybody's here, don't leave it. But when they have events like this, or even just dinners and that,
people
don't leave, and you know, you don't come here and eat dinner, and then before you leave, okay, if there's any spirits, you know.
Right. So you don't think about that.
Yeah,
right.
You don't think about it. But I think the big thing is when we're doing an investigation, we're inviting them to come into us or come and talk to us. So
it's true. It's definitely something to think about, you know.
You ever had anything follow you home?
We thought we had something follow us home from Collingwood Arts Center in Toledo.
Oh, yeah.
That's a big debate right now that we're, because Collingwood's always been, I don't want to say happy place, but it's always been nice.
Yep.
And the past couple of years, it seems that something is there.
Yeah.
And, you know, I know a lot of people are saying, well, don't say that because then people won't go. But you know what? It's the truth. Yeah. Something has changed.
We have to prepare people for when they go into places.
Right. And we have to, it's becoming more public anyway.
Yeah.
So it's hard to keep it away from the public, you know.
And it's tough because there's so many variety of people that go in there. We don't know if somebody took something in there or if something was there and they woke it up.
Right.
You know, you never know.
Yep.
And that's the scary thing, is what can attach to you and what can come home with you. So you have to be very, very cautious. You know, people think it's fun and it's something entertaining, but it does have a serious side to it.
You have to know what not to mess with and what to say, basically.
Yeah.
You know, and going into different locations, you actually have to change how you approach that. Like the prison.
Yep.
You're not going to go in there and go, is anyone here?
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Yep. We know people are there.
Right. Exactly. They have to be stern, too, because, you know, not all of those prisoners were choir boys.
Right.
You know?
No. Yeah.
There's a reason why they're there.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. That's true.
And a reason why they may have died there.
Yeah.
You know?
But, you know, if anybody has gone to a haunted location, you know, it's great that we have groups like you that can help them if they feel like something has attached or came home with them or attached maybe something they purchased too.
That's true.
You know, they can always get a hold of you guys and you guys can come out and help them.
Oh, yes. Yeah. We're always down for that. So we love helping people. So thank you for having us on the show.
Thanks
we
for stopping
appreciate
by.
It.
Oh, yeah.
Have a great rest of the day. Thanks for coming.
Everybody go to their Facebook page, which is?
It's facebook.com/Holland Ohio Paranormal Society.
All right. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you, guys.
All right. And with us right now, we have Mark and Mark.
Mark and Mark.
Mark and Mark from Haunted Investigators of Michigan. And where are you based out of?
We're actually out of the Detroit area.
Okay.
Obviously, we live in two different cities. We've been investigating I've been involved in the field since as a kid. You know, I was fascinated by ghosts because our house was actually, there was something going on that we all talked, we never really talked about the ghosts, but we all, as adults, we actually were saying, hey, did this ever happen at the house? And we're like, yeah, it did. So I actually was so fascinated by ghosts and spirits, and then I met Mark, and we have the same interest.
Okay.
So we kind of like formed a, we actually formed a group out in Salem, Massachusetts, where we first started.
Okay.
We were doing some, you know, investigating of the cemetery and some other scary locations in Salem, and so I just kind of said, hey, you wanna do this, you know, you know, for real.
Join the craziness.
Yeah, join the craziness. Yeah.
At first, we didn't take it too serious. It was more like, yeah, let's just see what we can find. And then we both had personal experience and said that we need to take this for real. And
yeah,
that's pretty much how it all started.
So we, came back to Michigan, and decided we're going to form a name and form a group and do this. And I've been doing it ever since. Absolutely love it.
Cool.
Yeah.
And tell us a couple in memorable places you've been. And
The Queen Mary in San Diego. Yeah. Fascinating. The ship is just, they talk about a little girl, Jackie, a spirit of a little girl in the pool area, the changing room.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually had an interaction with her.
Oh,
well, it was my wife and I, 3 a.m. in the ship. And we heard her talking to us in the pool area, so it was actually pretty cool.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, we captured that on audio, too. So and it's on our Facebook page and YouTube also.
Cool.
The Detroit area. We travel kind of like, you know, wherever there's action, you know, Waverly Hills, stuff like that.
Oh,
so,
I'd love to get there.
Yeah,
I've never been there.
You need to definitely go to Waverly.
So what's on your bucket list? Like, if you had unlimited funds, you could go anywhere in the world, paranormally investigating. Where would you go?
We've been talking about Ireland, actually. I actually work for Delta.
Oh,
Airlines,
great.
And we'd really like to get over Ireland. So I would say that's high on our bucket list.
Yeah. Haunted. Somewhere overseas.
Yes.
The castles.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, overseas.
Definitely.
Because those are harder to get to.
Yeah.
That's what I want to do. That's the hard stuff that we can't get to. So everything local in the States, you know, we can easily get to that.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Tell us about your best oh crap moment while investigating. What surprised you the most or what scared you the most when you were doing an investigation?
You know, as far as being scared or as excited. Investigators, we excited, I guess, is a great word, because, you know, we don't get scared. We get really thrilled, like, oh my gosh, can't believe that just happened. Probably locally in Detroit at the Whitney restaurant, where we actually caught an audible voice phenomena, where we actually heard it out loud, and it was a group of about 10 or 12 of us. There's a haunted restaurant, it's Haunted Whitney, and there's a table, it's set for tea, it's an old tea table, they call it Grace's table.
Oh, okay.
As we were standing around there, I said out loud, I said, is there anybody here with us? And you heard, yes.
Ooh.
And everybody heard it out loud, so it was actually pretty amazing. That was like, did you guys just hear that? Yeah. You know,
that's
we didn't
the first time for me I ever heard audible. So
yeah.
That was really
cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was probably the most crazy thing that ever happened. Mm-hmm. That,
That's great.
I get up to Detroit a lot, and there's so many buildings up there that you look at and you're like, I wonder what happened in there. You know, you never know.
Yeah.
I mean,
have you guys, Joe.
Oh, that's okay.
Have you guys been to the, I think it's in Northville. Somebody at work was telling me about
the old psychiatric hospital.
That's it. There's an old psych.
I actually grew up in Northville.
Okay.
And when I was a kid, we actually used to run the tunnels when there was actually patients.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my goodness.
And I've seen apparitions in there.
Really?
Which is really phenomenal.
Wow.
And I wouldn't go in there now. It's abandoned. I mean, it's still standing.
Okay.
But they have it monitored by police. And I think there's a $500 fine off if it got caught going in there.
Oh, really? Boy.
But as
that's
a kid, I was
part.
Only like a mile from there.
Okay.
So and it was that we actually used to run the tunnels underneath. And we actually go in the hospital and walk the hallways with patients in there.
Oh, yeah.
But back then,
oh,
there was no security.
Yeah, that's true.
So we would just walk around the hospital and nobody would say nothing to us. Huh. It was really something. And now that I look back on it, I go, oh, my gosh, I can't believe I actually did that.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but, yeah, the Northville Psychiatric Hospital, a lot of activity.
Of course, you don't want to trespass now.
No,
it's
no.
All blacked off, so, yeah.
That's something we really profess about is don't trespass. Because, for one, if you go with permission, you have more access.
Right.
You're not worried about somebody catching you.
Mm-hmm.
And if you trespass, you can either get killed.
Sure.
Right.
Or get arrested. I mean, some of the most dangerous things you're going to encounter are not the dead.
The living.
Yeah. Yeah,
you don't know who's in there. Yeah.
No, you don't.
We just had last year, a young man, 16 years old, they were in an abandoned building, and he fell through the floors and died.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's like it's not worth your life to chase the dead.
Yeah, right.
You know,
it's not worth your life to become one of the dead.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
But what is your favorite piece of equipment to use? What do you prefer?
Wow.
X-Cam, maybe?
The X-Cam and a digital recorder.
Yeah.
We've had the X-Cam which has been seen on Ghost Adventures. Mm-hmm. We've had it for over a year now. Okay. And amazing piece of equipment. I mean, you can catch false positives on it.
Yeah.
But when you do catch something and it's interacting with you, that's the crazy part, where it's actually doing what you're telling it to do. Mm-hmm. So that the X-Cam is, and the digital recorder. So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
Because so many people have different opinions, but I think the simpler the better.
Very
simple.
You know,
just the K2 meter, you know.
Yeah.
And it's amazing every time. I know I mentioned this on the show before, but it's amazing when you can have this piece of equipment and you see something that you don't see or hear something that you don't hear.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are skeptics about it, but you're like, look.
You know,
and there's a lot of apps out there you can buy for your phone or your tablets.
Yeah.
I think too many people are relying on these apps. And just go in and like you said, just go in there just with a recorder and by yourself and just see if you can get interaction with that way. You know, just talk a lot. You don't need all this highly sophisticated apps to actually generate words or spit out.
Yeah. I would say your best piece of equipment is your body, your senses, you know. That's
absolutely.
You hear, you touch, you feel, you see.
Mm-hmm.
What surprises you most about what the state of the paranormal community right now?
Wow, that's a loaded question.
Like thought-provoking questions.
That's a great question. Yeah. You know, I don't know. I don't want to really get into. You know,
there's a lot of paranormal unity, and then there's a lot that there's not.
Yeah,
paranormal unity.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A lot of teams we work with, a lot of teams, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to mention any other teams,
but there
is other teams that don't want to work with other teams. Mm-hmm. So I think we still have a long way to go on that.
Yeah.
And I don't know, I think some teams are chasing fame.
Yeah,
And I see that a lot, which highly upsets me, that they really don't care about the investigation.
Mm-hmm.
But overall, I think... we all need to come together and work together.
Exactly.
Yeah. There's still a lot of teams that I think are holding us back, and it's just about all of them. They don't want to share information.
Mm-hmm.
Anything we find, we share, we'll work with other teams. We'll give them information. Hey, see if you can debunk this.
Mm-hmm.
I think we need to get closer in the paranormal community.
That's it. You know, and it's there's really, it's not competition because
absolutely.
Everybody's out for the same thing.
Yeah.
And everybody can learn from everybody.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And let the field grow.
Right.
You know? So what exactly does the future hold for you? I mean, what's on the horizon?
Well, we are traveling to Pennsylvania in a couple months. We'll be up in Mackinac for a couple other ghost investigations.
And
we have something along the line of the Travel Channel.
Okay.
Doing something on for TV.
That's cool.
That's amazing.
It's always nice to get on and spread the word more, you know, and it's funny because we've done a couple of TV things, you know, nothing major like that. It's just
like
local TV stuff. And it's funny because they'll be like, okay, now walk over here, do this. We're like, okay. And then they're like, okay, now do it again. We're like, wait a minute, no.
Well, listen, we did the same thing.
There has to be a flow, you know?
Yeah, and it's funny how they do that because for TV, everything looks so perfect. And but when you're actually filming,
because
we did something last year for the Travel Channel again.
Their direction.
Yeah, we said, okay, guys, go up the stairs. Okay, come back down. We're going to go upstairs. We're going to get it from this different angle.
Yeah.
So we had to go back upstairs again and redo it. It was fun for the first time doing that. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, but that's another thing, too. We actually did a show about that, real life versus television.
Yeah.
And when we go to investigation of that, we've actually had people say, well, when's it going to happen? It's like, no. It doesn't happen on command.
Spirits don't come on command.
No, they don't. And that's the hard part because we did something for the Travel Channel a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
And we had no idea. You're waiting for something to happen.
Yeah.
A paranormal experience to happen. As we're around this table doing our thing, and they're filming, they're rolling, and we're sitting there thinking, nothing's going to happen.
Right.
And actually something did happen.
Okay.
We actually caught some great activity, but they left it out part out of the show.
No.
I was like, they the best part, and they left it out. So
we had REM pod on Grace's table.
Wow.
No.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Fun stuff. But anyhow, I want to thank you for stopping by.
Yeah. Thank you for having us.
Yeah. Let everybody know where they can check you guys out.
Again, Haunt Investigators of Michigan. We are on Facebook and YouTube and Instagram.
Okay, cool.
Everybody check them out. Thanks for stopping by. Enjoy the conference, and we hope to see you at the next one.
Thank you very much.
All right. Take care. Bye. And with us today, we have Patty Kino.
Hello.
Hi, welcome. We're at the Midwest Parafest 2018. And we see you have a beautiful booth over there with the coolest beasties.
Yes, I have ever seen. Those are my little creations.
So, Patty, tell everybody a little bit about what you do and what you have created over there.
Well, I'm a psychic medium, actually. And I also do crafting, and I'm also a writer. And a paranormal investigator. So
you
I
do
wear
it
many
all.
Hats.
Yeah.
Yes,
he does it all, ladies and gentlemen.
You can't just cornhole yourself into one little
exactly.
thing. You got to broaden your horizons.
Yeah, my friend said to me one time, she's like, why don't you just pick one thing and stick with it? And I said, why?
That's boring.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Life is too short for all that.
Yeah.
But you have these beautiful handcrafted beasties, and we see aliens and ghosts, and they're knitted dolls. And
they're crocheted. Yeah.
Crocheted, I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah. That's okay.
I know.
The hats are knitted, though. So.
They're beautiful.
Yeah.
And I see people carrying them around today. Amazing. Now, how did you get the idea to do that?
Well, actually, there's another paranormal convention up in Michigan that I go to, and I just decided one time, I'm like, maybe I'll make a ghost up there, you know, see how it sells. I made, like, maybe 15 of them, and I sold them in the first hour.
Oh, my goodness.
So the whole time I was there, I just sat there and made more.
That's great.
And the next year, I took about 40, I think, and they were sold in the first day. So now I just make them, and I make ghosts, aliens, Bigfoot. I've made Mothman before.
Oh, cool.
Ooh,
yeah.
Cool.
And my newest one is Nessie.
Okay.
So I'm
I did see somebody carrying
one
around, and I was like, it's so cute. Oh, my God, it's adorable. Tell us a little bit about how you got your gift being a medium.
Well, I think it was inherited because my mom has it too, but she kind of shut it off because it scared her.
Okay.
But I started having visions when I was younger, and those scared me, so I kind of pushed that away.
Mm-hmm.
But then spirits kept coming to me, like of people in my family who have died. They would come and let me know.
Okay.
That they had passed, and once I accepted that, then I started working on it, and I became able to, you know, do readings and stuff. And I don't see them like most mediums. I just get like images and
okay.
sometimes voices in my head. Occasionally, I will see them, and I think that's very awesome when I do.
Yeah.
I get very excited.
That's cool. Now, did you develop this from a young age, or did it come on as? Because I've heard other things. People like. You know, it's they're born with it, but
yeah.
it doesn't really develop until they're in their 30s.
Yeah, mine was, I think I had it when I was younger because I was always a scared child. I was afraid of, like, a lot of things
mm-hmm.
that people are just like, why are you scared of that? Like, mannequins scare me.
Oh,
they
yeah.
still to this day. But I think when I was 18 was when the first spirit came to me. And I don't really remember it, but my mom said I ran down the stairs and I told her, that our neighbor had died, and she's like, what are you talking about? And I'm like, you have to call right now and ask them. And she's like, I'm not going to call and ask them. But then we found out that it was one of my dad's cousins who looked a lot like our neighbor.
Interesting.
So, yeah.
Wow.
So I remember it because it was my 18th birthday because we were going out for Chinese that day.
Oh, my gosh. It's amazing that, you know, you're able to take that and develop it now and then use it to help
yeah.
people.
Yeah, in high school I got picked on a lot because of it, so I think I blocked it
mm-hmm.
more. So once I got out of high school and then started getting into the paranormal field,
mm-hmm.
it was really hard for me to like reopen it.
Okay.
And so once I worked on it, I finally did get it where I can.
Do you feel like it's more accepted nowadays that
I do.
People are more open
yeah.
to it?
Yeah, I every time I'm on a paranormal investigation with other groups, I always say, I'm a psychic medium. Do you mind if I, you know, let you know if something's in the room? I always ask because some people, they don't like them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I always feel like people are against psychics almost. Or I keep saying psychic. I'm more of a medium than a psychic. Yeah. I don't really see the future.
Can you just explain the difference for some of our listeners? Because they may be new to this. What's the difference between being a medium and being psychic?
Well, a psychic is usually someone who can see into the future. And a lot of times when you get a psychic reading, they're looking into your future, your love life, your work life, and stuff like that. But a medium is actually someone who can contact those on the other side. And act almost like a telephone to connect them to people on this side.
Interesting. Yeah, because I never realized what the difference was, too. And that makes sense. You know,
I've heard that people say that, if I can get this right, all mediums are psychic, but not all psychics are mediums.
Yeah. Oh,
I've heard that before, but I don't know how true that is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I see you're wearing your Michigan Ghost Watchers shirt. Tell us a little bit about the group.
Well, we started in 2001. We're from Michigan, of course, Michigan Ghost Watchers. basically in the Downriver area, which is Wyandotte, kind of close to Detroit. So, yeah, we've been investigating. Well, I joined the group in 2008.
Okay.
And I've been investigating for 10 years now, I guess.
That's great. So do you do private investigations for residential?
If we get a call from like someone we know, we will now, but we don't usually take them because we can't really help people. We just kind of document the activity. Okay, but we know people who can help them. So if they have like really bad activity, we'll pass them on to another group that can help them better.
That's good. Now, when you go into an investigation, do you open yourself up to those spirits that come in, or are they just there? They're like...
No, I have to open. I do, sometimes when I'm doing readings, I have to go into a slight trance-like state, but I always say an opening prayer, and then I open, and then they'll start coming to me.
Oh, cool.
But we're doing the ghost investigation tonight, and they have been coming to me for the past week at my house.
Wow. Oh, wow.
Yeah. But I've been here 3 times before, so they kind of know me. So I'll be sitting there, and I'll just see, like, a shadow walk by. I'm like, okay, I'm not there yet.
Have you ever seen the little boy that's up in the attic? Or sensed him?
I have sensed him. Last time I was here, we were kind of talking to him a little bit. I have never seen him.
Okay.
But I did see they have up in the ballroom where they said there was somebody standing on the balcony.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I saw someone standing up there once.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
It's a unique place. You know, it's a beautiful historic building, which we love.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, it's so great to be able to come to an event, not just at a convention center, but in a haunted location.
Yeah.
It just makes it all the more
exactly.
So if somebody wanted to order, do you have a place that they could take a look at your creations online?
Well, right now it's just on Facebook.com. If you go to Beasties by MFC, which is Mystic Flower Creations.
Okay.
That's my...
Yeah, definitely check out her Facebook page, everybody, and look at her creations. And do ship if somebody wanted to order them?
Yes, definitely.
Yay, that's exciting.
Well, the best thing is to come to the conventions and actually purchase them right from the creator.
Right in your hand.
I also do custom orders, too. So you like want, like Mothman was a custom order, and he just got kind of added into my thing. Someone was going to the Mothman convention.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So that was exciting.
Yeah. Now, how many conventions a year do you normally do?
Well, it went from, I think, 3 to, I'm doing 6 this year. So
okay.
I'm going to do a lot of crocheting.
Do your hands cramp up?
A little bit, yeah.
Just soak them in hot water.
Yeah. Well, I just make the bodies, and then I sew the faces on later.
Okay.
So then once the crocheting bothers me, then I'll start sewing.
Gotcha. No, but they're cool.
Really? I know we'll definitely see you at the Michigan Paracon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yep.
I'm going back
at
this
my
year.
Paracon. I'm also doing a UFO convention.
We're there too.
Yeah, I'll be there.
The one in Michigan.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Can't think of the name of the place.
Houghton Lake, I think.
Yeah,
somewhere around there. Yeah, I'll be at that one.
So we'll see you there.
Yeah. I have to make a lot of aliens for that one.
For sure. And you'll sell a lot because they're so adorable.
Thank you.
All right. Well, thanks for stopping by. We finally get to meet.
I've been stuck behind my booth all day.
Yeah.
But that's not a bad thing.
No, not at all.
That isn't. But we really appreciate you coming in, telling us about it. If anybody wants to get a hold of her, check out her Facebook page. Tell them once more what your Facebook is.
Beasties by MFC. And also you can go to Patty Keno. That's K-E-N-O. I have a page for that. And I have www.pattykeno.com.
Okay.
That's mine. That's my poetry and writing.
Oh, great. Oh, wonderful. Cool. Appreciate you stopping by. And best of luck to you. And we'll see you at the next show.
Thanks.
All right. Okay. Bye-bye.
Well, that was a great
so,
show.
Yeah. We come to an end of another great day.
It's always sad when it's the end.
Yeah, and we have to pack up the banner. We have to be the last people in here because we have to pack up the banner. But
I watch out for all the ghosts.
But
you're going to get us.
Our niece Erin is standing here in front of us, and her husband Boy.
Boy, because he's so cute. He's in a boy band.
They're going to help us pack up, and we're going to eat, as we always do.
Starving, starving.
You know, thanks everyone for coming by the booth. I mean, we had so many people stop by today.
Incredible. What an incredible
great
day.
Conversations.
Thanks for everybody who bought merchandise from us, too. So we have money to go to dinner tonight.
Yeah. Jen needs bail money.
Oh, I just need a glass of wine. That's
there you go. But had some great conversations with all the vendors and the speakers.
Yeah, and we definitely want to thank everybody at Erie Shores Paranormal for hosting us. And
they did a great job.
This amazing.
Event.
Yes.
To put it together, and it was their first event that they put on in such a beautiful location. And, you know.
Yeah, it was a beautiful day. We had a ton of people coming out. It's nice to see everybody supporting the local paranormal. And
community.
Yes. And also wanted to give a shout out to some weird people. John Tenney for being weird. We love him.
He's awesome.
The Traveling Museum of the Paranormal.
Which I didn't get to talk to him.
They were so I know. Busy. Every time I was going to go over and talk to him, there was somebody there. I'm like, I don't know how they have a voice left because they talked all day long. But no, that was great. I didn't even get to see any of the objects. Not one object.
I saw the girl carrying the doll around.
Oh, I wanted to see Billy.
Billy was there. He was when I went out there, they had him sit on the floor.
I didn't even see him.
Yeah, he was there.
And of course, we want to give a shout out to Chip Coffee.
Chip Coffee.
We didn't even get to talk to him. Well, he did shout at me across the room about something.
Yeah.
Couldn't understand what he was saying at all because, you know, I can't hear because I'm... all those years of riding around in my boyfriend's booming stereo system. I'm like deaf, but I love him. I did get to listen to a bit of his talk that he did, not his gallery reading, but the you know, the regular talk, and he was so funny.
Yeah,
oh my god, he was a hoot. I was love him.
I was up there for John Tenney a little bit, and it was very interesting what he was talking about. And I really, next time we're at an event with him, I need to just sit in on the whole thing and listen.
That would be awesome.
Yeah. But I know I think in Butler, at the Butler Paranormal Convention in 3 weeks.
Yeah.
I think that's all in one big room, so we'll be able to listen to
good.
Speakers.
Good. Yeah. I'm excited. Joe and I have got, you know, you guys got to come out and see us at the next event. We've got a couple coming up here in a couple weeks. So,
St.
You know.
Joseph next weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And Butler.
Pennsylvania?
Yeah. Butler Paranormal or something. You have to look it up. I don't remember what it's exactly called, but.
11th annual Butler Paranormal.
It's been going
conference.
On for 11 years.
That's crazy, but exciting.
Yeah.
And then the big one, Joe.
The big one?
May 5th. Yes. Salt Fork Lake, Ohio.
Bigfoot Convention.
Ohio Bigfoot Conference. I am so excited. It's been 3 years.
Yeah, you were there already. I haven't been there. Awesome. I looked at the pictures, and it looks like it's going to be busy.
Yeah, so you guys definitely... come down. It's only a couple hours outside of Toledo. Come and see us. We have some special surprises
for
that show.
But it's like they're advertising it as a Bigfoot garage sale or something.
Like a swap meet, flea market type thing. So,
there's
going to
be tons of Bigfoot stuff.
Bring all your dollars because you're going to see something at our booth you've never seen before. It's really exciting. Joe and I are so excited about this, so you guys have to definitely come out. Check it out. Just check our Facebook page, our Twitter, and our Instagram, and we'll let you know where we're going to be. But you can also go to our website,
Yep.
We're going to try to get that updated here. Yeah. If we have,
when
we
I
have
get home, yeah.
Yeah, when we have time. Because
I gotta,
so busy.
I gotta learn how to talk.
It's been a long day, Joe.
Yeah, I have to update where we're going to be because I still have the Minerva Monster Day on there, which bummed. Yeah, that's so bizarre, right? Oh, well.
Yeah. Next time.
Yep.
There'll be other conferences.
But anywho.
Anyways, don't forget we're at Ghost Coast.
Ghost Coast.
That's coming up this summer.
We're actually sponsored by the Ghost Coast.
Yay!
Michigan Ghost Coast Paranormal Convention.
Oh, my gosh, I can't
wait. I don't have the date in front of me like a professional, but.
Yeah, just go to their Facebook page.
Yeah.
But we'll be there.
We'll be there.
We'll be there. I'm so excited.
And I won't be square. I'll be there and I won't be square.
No, you'll have a square. So everybody, if you want to bring your debit or credit card and buy stuff from us, we take Visa, MasterCard, and Discover.
That worked so good today. The last time it didn't work because I forgot to turn on the Bluetooth.
We learn something new every time we go to a convention. But you know what the best part is? Is everybody who comes out to see us. Because I just love getting to meet up with all our friends and new friends that we've made. And
wish some of them would have came on the air, the stories were telling. You know what was big today?
What's that?
Was coincidences. Everybody was talking about coincidences, and I just heard on Mysterious Universe, their show, what, a week and a half or 2 weeks ago, was about coincidences. It was,
what a coincidence.
Yeah.
I don't think I could even spell coincidence if I tried. No, I'm not going to try.
Okay. But yeah, it's been a long day. Everybody's packing up. We're the last ones here again.
You know, the ghosts are going to get us. So they're doing, so Chick Coffee's going to do his gallery reading. Mm-hmm. And then the ghost, the ghost hunt, the private ghost hunt with the celebrities is going to go on. So we wish them luck. Hopefully everyone gets some good evidence.
Yeah, and hopefully they tell us what they got so we can let you guys know.
Yeah.
So, but anyhow.
If you guys are interested, the Toledo Yacht Club, they do host public ghost hunts. You have to book them early, though, because they fill up because it's such an interesting place to ghost hunt.
And they don't, each one doesn't book up a lot of people.
Yeah, which
they
is
keep
nice.
The what you,
group,
my God.
Small.
Yeah, that's the word.
Joe's so tired, poor thing. He's been up since like 5 o'clock this morning packing up all our stuff.
For that long drive.
I know.
It's so nice. Well, we're going to the restaurant, but I mean, it's only a 5-10 minute drive to the house.
I know. Normally, we're driving like 8 hours to get to a location.
Which we will in Butler. So, everybody in Pennsylvania, please come out and see us. Say hi. Say hey.
Hey, y'all. Bring out the Bigfoots.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Pennsylvania is Bigfoot country.
Yep.
Just like Ohio. So. Yep. All right, everybody, we'll see you then.
All right, thanks for stopping by the booth today. If you did, if not, on you.
Come to
for
the
not
next
coming
show.
Out.
Come to the next show.
Yeah. All right, thanks. See you guys.
Bye, Joe.
Next week. Bye bye.
Bye bye. And your bark, and now you lost your reason.